星期六下午，2000多人的华盛顿 DC 肯尼迪艺术中心歌剧院呈现了 98% 的上座率，再次呈现了去年神韵首次光临肯尼迪中心当时的一票难求的火爆场面。
They did a beautiful job on the entire thing. It's very difficult to get music and color and the choreography to really work together. They did a good job on that.
Very interesting because you use modern instruments and then also the more antique, the Chinese instruments. It was sort of a terrific mixture. And the young lady who conducted did a very nice job.
On an individual scale, these artists were phenomenal. They've done these movements thousands and thousands of times so that their essence comes through. And you saw the joy in their faces.
The whole program was well done. Beautiful sets. And the photography of the backdrops was just wonderful, you know. And I think certainly the costumes were terrific. And the choreography, very ingenious.
It's breathtaking. And the words of the songs were very powerful. The entire performance was powerful.
It was full of hope, full of light, full of love, something that lives on forever, and so that was lovely.
新唐人记者，美国华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵在华府连续七场的演出震撼了1万多位现场观众，亲眼目睹了神韵的无比美好。观众认为阻挠神韵在香港的演出只能凸显中共的愚蠢和无知。
凯拉巴赫女士出生在伊朗的一个波斯望族，也是剧院区的常客，观赏了神韵在肯尼迪中心的演出后，她赞叹说这是30年来所看到的最好的表演。
Tonight's presentation was by far one of the best dance troupes I have seen in the last 30 years。
凯拉巴赫女士说，神韵表现出了对和谐、爱、希望、人性等的渴望，这是全世界都需要的。
Brought us so close to the Chinese people, and it showed the need for harmony, for love, for hope, for humanity, not just in your country, but throughout the world.
听说这么好的演出却受到中共阻挠而无法进入香港，凯拉巴赫女士和许多其他观众一样感到震惊。她说这只能凸显出中共的愚蠢和无知。
Well, it's their stupidity, you know, it's their ignorance. And if they allowed the show to go on in Hong Kong and to go to Beijing and to go to other big cities in China, then it would open the minds of the people and let the people see that there's nothing the matter with wanting to be a free person. There's nothing the matter with expressing who you are and expressing your individuality. So it's their ignorance for not allowing it.
这是新唐人记者王凯迪、欣然，华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵在美国华府最后一场的演出24日下午圆满落幕，见惯各种场面的华府观众们以雷鸣般热烈的掌声表明，神韵真正引发了他们心中的共鸣。
The people, when I say the people, the common individuals would love that.
国防部顾问哈里赫尔先生曾经访问过中国，观赏了神韵在华府的最后一场演出，他觉得节目有很多与众不同之处，最重要的就是演员们都是用心在做。
What I see special is that all of the participants have much in their heart and they really feel how well they are doing, and so you can see that in their performance, a great belief in what they think and what they do and how they show that.
神韵演出中包含20多个节目，赫尔先生非常赞叹这么多节目能够完美组合成一个整体。
All of it kind of comes together in a story. Each little piece is like a chapter in a book. So each little thing, as you read the chapter, each chapter has a special place. So if there's one thing special, I believe it's the total performance, how it was pulled together.
赫尔先生也很能理解节目中表现的当代中国社会，因为他说自己曾经在天安门走过，体会过那种生活在专制阴影中的感觉。 虽然神韵现在还不能马上到中国演出，但他相信中国人民会喜欢神韵。
And I think, but I would like to see this because I think this would be a great opening for all of the people to show that the overpowering political system is not the system they have to live with, but the system within themselves and sharing and caring for the world. I think would be.A marvelous opportunity if they'd let you do that.
这是新唐人记者王凯迪、雪莉，华盛顿 DC 报道。
美国和中国真的是天壤之别。那就在港府拒发神韵技术人员签证的同时呢，19日起七场神韵晚会在美国首都华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心歌剧院却如火如荼的登场了。这是神韵纽约艺术团继2009年2月在肯尼迪艺术中心歌剧院演出之后一年之内第三度光临华府。神韵晚会之精彩在美国政商界名流口中早已是口耳相传。1月20日华府演出的第二天，肯尼迪中心迎来了300多位政界司法界的核心人物和十几位各国的驻美大使以及美国金融、艺术、宗教等各界名流。稳重矜持的华府观众也难掩兴奋的心情，整场演出欢呼喝彩是此起彼伏。2008年美国总统大选民主党候选人资深国会议员丹尼斯·库辛尼奇在看完了演出之后表示，神韵的杰作洗涤了人们的心灵。
灌溉云集之中，08年总统大选参选人库辛尼奇议员一眼就被认了出来。
The artistic performance that we had an opportunity to see this evening was striking in so many ways that one continues to search for superlatives to describe the motion, the form, the balletic nature, the music, and everything about it that is so inspiring.
库辛尼奇议员在接受采访时难掩他感慨万分的心情，他说这样的作品确实有荡涤污垢、洗涤心灵的力量。库辛尼奇看完演出后发表了一番发自肺腑的感言。
Let us always remember that behind that is the elevation of the human condition. Behind that is what connects us to things that transcend this world. And so as we celebrate Shen Yun, let us remember the deeper message.Behind their presence and applaud it and thank them. 谢谢。
在享誉世界的神韵艺术团里，有多位演员都是来自美国马里兰州蒙哥马利郡。日前，蒙哥马利郡长和夫人特别观看了神韵纽约艺术团在华府的演出，并且和部分演员见面。感到骄傲的同时，他们也呼吁更多人士都来支持神韵。
蒙哥马利郡郡长格雷特携夫人日前一起观看了神韵纽约艺术团的演出。
Oh, it was a wonderful show. I thought it was just excellent. The artist, the message, the vast production, it was just truly a very inspiring production.
听说神韵艺术团的演员中有十位都是来自马里兰州的蒙哥马利郡，郡长夫妇感到非常骄傲。
We are so pleased and so excited about 10 young people.Coming from Montgomery County. And then we learned that two of them won like the champion award. And we're just stunned and delighted. And we congratulate them.
得知神韵未来还会再来华府演出，郡长夫人建议所有本地人士都应该前来观赏，即使不能出席也应上网捐款尽力支持。
If you don't come, support. Find the website, make a donation.Because this is a spiritual experience that really talks to history and it talks to what can be.
对于神韵受中共阻挠无法进入香港演出，郡长感到难以理解。他觉得人人都应该自由地观看神韵，包括在中国大陆。
Again, I think that they should have the program open to all Chinese around the world, including mainland China, and I'm hopeful that in the future they will be.
这是新唐人记者王凯迪、雪莉，华盛顿 DC 报道。
1月20日晚，神韵在肯尼迪艺术中心的演出吸引了众多华府各级官员和艺术界人士前往。晚会结束后，许多观众表示，神韵演出让他们了解到了中国传统文化的深邃内涵。下面请看本台记者的报道。
Michael Sparacino 是一位著名歌剧指挥家，经常在肯尼迪艺术中心表演。他表示，非常高兴看到神韵的到来，让美国人有机会了解中国的文化和音乐。
The music was fantastic. Orchestra, beautiful. The singing, very professional, just like Chinese Pavarotti.
神韵晚会所传达的内涵也是令人深省的。
The show itself had such a message of peace and coexistence, the brotherhood of man. The philosophy was beautiful, and I encourage anyone who has a chance to see this show because they will find it very inspiring, very uplifting, and very entertaining.
Carol Fisher 是一位钢琴演奏家及艺术家，他认为人的心灵需要艺术的滋润。
My soul was very well fed tonight with the beauty of this performance. It just was breathtaking. The use of color, the use of the choreography, everything about it was a real work of art.
费舍女士也是美国国务院艺术系列文化活动的创始人和主管。她认为音乐和艺术是世界共同的语言。
When people come to a performance like tonight, they, how can they think of a war or anything negative? It's all positive. And I think what it does, it elevates mankind to another level when you see something like this.
新唐人记者，美国华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵纽约艺术团20日晚的演出感动了在场的所有观众，其中包括多位外国驻美大使、参赞等外交人员，他们赞叹神韵演出是最好的文化外交，并希望能把神韵请回自己的国家进行演出。
华盛顿 DC 作为美国首都，云集了来自世界各国的外交使节，他们在欣赏了神韵纽约艺术团的精彩演出后，对其高超的艺术水准赞叹不已。
I think that the show is really very great, and you saw the reaction of the people. The audience applauded, the audience enjoyed, and this high art was of great value without taking into consideration be it Western or Eastern art. It's really very attractive. It's really high art.Amazing, wonderful, splendid.
他认为文化是人与人之间最好的沟通桥梁，他盛赞神韵演出建起了无数这样的桥梁，是最好的文化外交。
Culture build bridges between people. Today so many bridges were built by the Shen Yu that nobody can count them just. It's the biggest diplomacy one can imagine.
It was very good. It's the second show I've been to. I was here last year as well. It's an amazing show. Very, very, very well done. Chinese are very vibrant and they need to come out again like they used to be and not be locked down anymore.
巴林驻美大使已经是第二次来观看神韵演出了。在赞赏神韵之美的同时，他也非常希望能把神韵艺术团请回本国巴林演出。
And I was telling my cultural council would be nice if we could take them to Bahrain. So maybe we'll work on that.Getting the troop out to Bahrain.
新唐人记者华盛顿 DC 综合报道。
1月20日，神韵在美国华盛顿的公演进入第二天，肯尼迪中心迎来了300多位政界、司法界的核心人物，十几位各国驻美大使和金融、艺术、宗教等各界名流。稳重矜持的华府观众为整场流光溢彩的完美演出欢呼喝彩。下面请看来自华盛顿 DC 的报道。
作为美国的首都，华府的一举一动都牵动了美国乃至世界政治的政局走向，而今晚这些政要名流都为神韵而深深的沉醉。
The artistic performance that we had an opportunity to see this evening was striking in so many ways that one continues to search for superlatives to describe the motion, the form, the balletic nature, the music, and everything about it that is so inspiring.
2008年美国民主党总统候选人资深国会议员丹尼斯·库奇尼克看完演出后发表了一番发自肺腑的感言。
That we are in the Kennedy Center is perfect for this performance because it was President Kennedy who spoke of how the arts ennoble the human spirit and elevate our condition.
佛罗里达州国会议员盖斯·比利拉克斯已经是两度前来观看神韵演出。
I enjoyed it very much. It was fantastic.It's not only entertaining, but very educational. Everything was wonderful.
It was beautiful. it was just like being in another world. They were so perfect. I'm very much into the arts myself, and I've really very seldom seen a production as fine as this was. I was delighted to be here.
I'm very excited. I feel very fortunate to have been here tonight, and I learned a lot about classical Chinese dance, and it was really a thrill for my wife and I to be part of this wonderful evening.
来自威斯康星州的前联邦参议员罗伯特·卡斯坦表达了自己的心灵所受到的深刻触动。
That, you know, there's an understanding that all of us have all over the world about being part of the world, having a spiritual basis for the way we think and the way we live. And I saw that expressed in some of the music and the dance as well.
And so as we celebrate the work of Shen Yun and the wonderful artists who entertained us tonight, pouring out their heart and their spirit, let us always rememberthat behind that is the elevation of the human condition. Behind that is what connects us to things that transcend this world.
出席晚会的还有来自中东、非洲、欧洲和亚洲的十几位驻美大使。有大使在看完演出后邀请神韵到其所在的国家演出。
神韵艺术团在美国首都华盛顿 DC 的周末场的演出场场爆满，许多观众不仅看到了完美的艺术，更看到了演出中传达的超越世俗的精神内涵。针对香港事件，艺术家阿辛纳米表示，人无法阻挡神赐予的艺术。
艺术家阿辛纳伊米毕业于培养艺术鉴赏家的国际知名学院伦敦瑟瑟比斯艺术学院，并曾师从世界著名的已故肖像画家 Gregory Stepko， 专长于古画修复并精通五种语言，曾旅居几个欧洲的艺术之都。他说自己二十多年的丰富艺术生涯让他最能懂得神韵的价值。
Whole artistic concept, which was combined with the spiritual love that was really exposed through the divine spiritual ways that your dancers move, it was just unreal to me.
阿欣曾在意大利短暂居住，他说洪明的歌声直接与人的心灵对话。
Chinese tenor to the Italian tenors, if you don't understand the words, it's somehow the same, but he sang so beautifully at times I didn't need to look at the translation. He speaks to your heart.
阿欣说母亲送给他的这份生日厚礼将让他终身难忘。
If I'm visually entertained, for me as an artist and for most people who are artistically inclined, it was just very heavenly. So it had a permanent effect on me.
他说人们完全不用懂中文，人人都能看懂演出。
Not at all. It was, I think, from the spiritual realm is where it talks to anyone from any nation they are.
阿欣刚出剧场就听说神韵演员香港演出受阻一事，他认为那些人试图阻挡这个神所赐予的晚会是非常愚蠢的。
Anything that is applied in this world on an artistic level is divine, and it's from the upper God that created all of us. And I think that if a country or any individual tries to resist anything that is spiritual, they're definitely going to not have a good karma. So I just wish a lot of good luck for whoever puts a stop to anything that is divine and godly.
许多和阿欣一样的观众说，港府正在上演现实版的神韵演出中所描绘的中共邪恶而丑陋的一面。这是新唐人记者欣然在华盛顿 DC 的采访报道。
星期天下午四点钟，肯尼迪艺术中心内雷鸣般的掌声为神韵艺术团在美国首都六天七场的精美演出画下了完美的句号。在一万多名观众的赞叹声中，神韵艺术团的成员们结束了这一周的不凡之旅，启程前往佛州的劳德戴尔堡演出。请看本台记者发回的报道。
一年前，当神韵的艺术家们在华府首演的时候，曾有人感叹神韵为华府的各种艺术门类设下了一个新的完美艺术的标杆。时隔一年，观看神韵演出已经成为华府主流社会里兴起的新时尚。前美国空军副司令斯坎泽将军与夫人华盛顿社交界名人派特·斯坎泽观看神韵晚会之后的那份惊喜溢于言表。
Breathtaking. Spectacular. Unbelievable.
the precision, just, and you know, as a former dancer years ago, I kept thinking about how many hours of rehearsal. I never saw a flaw, not a flaw.
住在与肯尼迪中心仅一街之隔的水门大厦公寓里的迪克森夫妇是艺术中心的常客。这一年，他们深深地爱上了神韵，眉眼必到。
And I fell madly in love with the piano player. She plays with tremendous feeling. She's an exceptionally fine pianist. Most piano players read the music and it's very, very, very unemotional. The way she did without making it a big physical thing, she played with such feeling. I really would love to hear her play for several hours.
Even though I've lived at the Watergate and have been participating in many affairs at the Kennedy Center for 30, since 1971, I have never experienced a feeling of happiness, and the dancing and the music and the message have been so powerful. I've never had this feeling, even in the ballets and the operas and anything else. This is very, 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 very special.
多米尼加共和国大使和夫人说
We saw some other presentations, but this is really the quality of this one is something that is really to be remembered all our life.
这是新唐人记者欣然在华府的综合报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在美国肯尼迪艺术中心的演出震撼华府。前美国驻丹麦大使、曾任国会议员的斯维特在演出后的贵宾招待会上说，神韵让人们了解了一个不曾认识的中国，神韵的演出使这个世界变得更加美好。
迪克·斯维特曾是前美国驻丹麦大使及前国会议员，作为已故资深国会议员兰托斯的女婿，他也是著名的兰托斯人权基金会董事。在演出后的贵宾招待会上，他说自己从两年前就开始观赏神韵表演，他发现神韵让人们了解了一个不曾认识的中国。
But what it does is it connects us to a China that many of us in the world have never known until we have met this group. And these are the artistic traditions of a old China, a China that had the principles and the values that so many of us believe in and so many of us feel so deeply in our own lives.
斯维特认为观看神韵是一个美妙的经历，他同时赞扬神韵的演出使这个世界变得更加美好。
That I know that the world is a better place because of the神韵performances, and that all that they do will in fact make a great contribution to broadening the understanding of the Chinese culture and to reuniting us with that culture as time goes on.
当晚斯维特和自己的夫人和岳母一起出席了贵宾招待会。这是新唐人记者王凯迪在华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵艺术团在华府六天七场的精彩演出带给许多观众身心的喜悦，演出通过一个个发人深省的小舞剧和一支支启发人看淡名利、善待他人、寻找生命真谛的歌曲，对许多人的人生有着不可估量的启迪意义。
米诺万图拉是一位时装设计师，演出中的色彩和服饰对他有着最直接的启发。
Well, I was actually looking at that while I was sitting there because I was like, okay, that color looks good with that color. That color works with that color. I like how they overlap that with that. So it was good inspiration.
米诺还说，每个人都能从演出中找到对人生的启迪。
Everybody right now is going through something or another. You know, whether it's turmoil in one place, whether it's health, whether it'smoney, whether it's something, I think everybody is going through something. But as long as everybody helps each other and leaves the man above, we'll be able to get through a lot of things.
约翰·安德森和太太是三年前相识在神韵晚会上的，他们每一年都来观看晚会庆祝周年纪念日。约翰说他们的好运从那以后一直不断。
Seems like since we've seen the show, my life has become much, much better.In spite of my company not doing well, we were bought out by an even bigger company and pay raises every year, so it's been wonderful.
这是新唐人记者欣然在华盛顿 DC 采访报道。
来自美国佛罗里达州的联邦众议员贾斯·毕里雷基斯日前在华盛顿的肯尼迪艺术中心第二次观赏了神韵艺术团的演出，并对表演倍加赞誉。
目前神韵纽约艺术团正在华盛顿的肯尼迪艺术中心连续表演，很多华府政要闻讯赶来观赏。来自佛罗里达州的联邦众议员贾斯·毕里雷基斯在观看后赞赏不已。
I enjoyed it very much. It was fantasticit's not only entertaining, but very educational. Everything was wonderful. The costumes, the dancing, just terrific.
神韵艺术团的演出中主要采用传统的中国古典舞为表现形式，这也给艺员留下深刻印象。
You've kept the traditions, the classic dancing alive, and I know it's been very difficult throughout the centuries, and of course,more recently.
毕里雷基斯议员来自佛罗里达州的坦帕湾，这也是他第二次在肯尼迪艺术中心观赏神韵演出。
This is my second time. I remember the show from last year, and this year it's a different show, and just wonderful, wonderful.
除了震撼于神韵之美，他也为神韵艺术团的不懈努力而感动，并表示乐于为他们提供任何力所能及的帮助。这是新唐记者王凯迪在华盛顿 DC 报道。